Show us, Lord, your love, and grant us your salvation.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man, in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. You know the time. It is now the hour for you to wake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Paul, speaking to the Thessalonians, is telling them that, in fact, we must always be prepared for the coming of the Lord. And that is what we do during Advent. We wait in quiet expectation for something to happen. That something is the coming of the Lord. For many of us, especially the children, the coming of the Lord is attached definitely to the Christmas story when Jesus is born in Bethlehem of Mary. And we see that in our creches when we put them up, and we are reminded of Christ having come in history. But the second coming is a very important coming for us too. The coming of Jesus at the end of the time, when he is called Son of Man, as he judges man and judges all the living and the dead. There will be a definitive judgment, his resurrection completed in the whole of creation, and the new heavens and the new earth are inaugurated. But we also have the coming of Jesus now. Now this very day. Now in this holy sacrifice of the Mass, now before our eyes as we see him elevated in the bread and the wine, now as we participate in mystical things, in mysterious things, in things that we do not necessarily see clearly, but opaquely, and we know that it is the Lord. When the first apostles were hiding in that upper room at Pentecost and on that Easter day, Jesus came and said, "Peace be with you." He had come and he was among them, and they recognized him. They recognized him, and in a certain sense, they feared because they didn't know what he was going to do, since most of them had run away, all but John. And they were a little bit skeptical about how Jesus would act to them because they thought they really had failed him. They really had not done what they were supposed to do. And oftentimes in life, we may feel like that too, where we feel as though we have failed Jesus, that we didn't do what he wanted us to do, and that now it is too late. But it is not. Each year, the Lord tells us to come to him during this Advent time in a time of expectation, a time of promise, a time of hope. So as we come here today, as we come to this holy sacrifice, as we come and receive his body and blood, let us keep remembering and reminding ourselves that the Lord loves us so much that he gave himself for us on that cross, and that he will come to us definitively at the end of time, and even as we celebrate his coming at Christmas. Show us, Lord, your love, and grant us your salvation.